joined by Boston University women's soccer head coach Megan Burke following the Terriers' 2-1 home loss to Fairfield. Coach, just overall thoughts and how you felt the game went.
Yeah, I think the game was pretty back and forth. We had some really good moments that we needed to execute in the final third, but they had some good opportunities as well, and I think that was just the difference makers. They fought a bit harder in the six-yard box.
The team had the advantage in shots in the first half. Stags ended up having the second half edge in shots with all three goals coming in the second half of action. What do you think were the differences from both teams in those two halves?
Yeah, I think kind of what I said in the first, there's more of the execution piece. We had moments to put it away, and we didn't. And I think they won some aerial duels that were key in moments where I think we had to be a bit stronger in the box.
Down 1-0 in the 66th minute, you score on a corner kick, Helene Tiberzi off of Juliana Giannino's insert. What are you looking for in a play like that?
Yeah, we're always pushing them and challenging them on set pieces to be more productive, and Helene really showed that today. She had a great run, found her position, grounded herself, and put the ball away. We always want them to get the first contact, and obviously it shows what happens when you do that.
What are the signs you're looking at from your team that are encouraging and things you might want to improve on as you're about to embark on a 5-game road swing here?
What's encouraging is the team always fights. We're never down and out in a game, and I think we proved that being down 1-0 and rallying back for a goal. Now we just need to find those moments when we have the tempo and the rhythm and how we could punish teams, and so that's something that I want to work towards as we carry into like our 5-game road swing.